Welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin, and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And today our guests are Kevin Paul with Rubicon Custom Homes and Lauren Wood with Lauren Wood Builders. And they are talking about Habitat for Humanity Builders Blitz, which is June 6th through the 17th, where about 9, 10, something like that, builders, I should have counted when we talked about it in the first segment, will build three homes for three families that are qualified through Habitat for Humanity in Monroe County. And those homes are much needed. Affordable housing is something that is very difficult to get here in Bloomington.
Yes.
I mean, you're both builders and you both are actually custom builders. But we all know that Bloomington is not exactly the cheapest place to live, mostly because of the wonderful university that gives us so many things here and brings us so many students from so many foreign places. Meaning other states and,
all
I
over.
Mean,
yeah.
not
yeah.
just foreign countries.
Right.
But, I mean, it's not the most affordable place to live.
No,
and so a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck. They can't afford or they can't qualify for a bank loan. And Habitat provides something that they can afford.
Right.
So an interest-free mortgage. They do have to meet some pretty stringent guidelines,
but
not too stringent. Mm-hmm. They basically have to be willing to partner with Habitat and put in 250 equity hours per person that's over 18 or over that's going to live in the home. They also have to meet a certain poverty level of for their income. And
just financial fitness, you know, program that they. That
oh,
they
have
do.
To
go through and
I think every homeowner should have to do it.
That would be really nice. That would be really nice if they did that.
Yeah. They have. Yeah, that's part of the other thing. In partnering, they have to go through a bunch of classes, not just financial fitness, but they also have to learn how to take care of their homes. Mm-hmm. Which
absolutely,
I've heard people in the community and in other communities. Say things about Habitat, working under the assumption that these homes are just being given. To people, you know, with their hands out, and that's so far from the truth. I think when you're in when you become involved with the organization, you start seeing how they structure and support these families and how much energy and time and money that these families invest in the homes. I see it. You know, I find it impressive every time that I've worked with these families, and I think it's important to.
Yeah, they want them to succeed. They want them to succeed, and that's the bottom line. Is they want these people to be able to have a forever home. You know, it is the American dream to own your own home at some point and be debt free as well. But and most of these families, there are families that are actually own their own home quickly because of the budgeting issues that they're given a coach, you know, to help them. And so I was very impressed when the first person that one of the first homeowners actually bought their home within 5 years, and I was shocked. So because they were just putting it away. And
isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Well, and these people want to be part of the community. I mean, they're contributing members of our community. So, you know, it's like a perfect pairing then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we've built for some great people, and I think it speaks volumes to what Lauren said. Their vetting process and their coaching and training, as far as I know, they've not foreclosed on anyone here in Monroe County. So out of all the houses they've built over the years, so I think that speaks for itself.
Yeah, they have a better foreclosure rate than most banks.
Definitely.
And that is definitely. And they're actually one of the biggest builders here in Bloomington of single-family homes right now because they're building between 12 and 18 homes a year, and that's mostly with volunteers. I mean, they do not have professional builders. They only do that a couple times a year, but they bring professional builders in. They do have professionals come in and do the HVAC and the electrical and the drywall and things like that that you really don't want to get messed up at all. It's okay if you had a few extra nails in there, but you don't really want that other stuff to be messed up. So,
well, I think that, you know, that's what's special about the Builders Blitz to us is being able to give back in our expertise. So, you know, we kind of reach out to all our subcontractors, get everybody on board, and just get a lot of donations and help take some of that burden off Habitat and clear out a portion of that list fairly quickly. So
yeah, And it does. It does quickly.
I think it really says something about our building community, too, that they're willing to partner together. I mean, you're mm-hmm. competitors in business, but at the same time, you're willing to partner together. And I think that's kind of how Bloomington is. There's enough business for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I was before you said that, I was just thinking about the support in the building community mm-hmm. for this cause. And we just to that on that note, I do enjoy working together with Kevin and Don and the other builders. We actually sit on the board of directors for the Builders Association together, and mm-hmm. it gives us some common ground and some places mm-hmm. To collaborate. But this is an organization that our building community supports really heavily, and it's fun to see all these people giving back.
Absolutely.
And being really excited about it. You know, it's a neat thing.
Mm-hmm. Nancy, do you know? Do they do this nationally too? Don't they?
They do. And okay. What made me think of it was I don't know how many they've been doing nationally. They actually do it annually.
Okay.
But I know that Carrie Thompson, who is the CEO of Habitat, came to the Builders Association in mm-hmm. 2004, maybe when I was first there. Mm-hmm. I know it was within my first year or two, and just pitched it to me.
Right.
And I said, oh, well, let's talk to the board. Mm-hmm. So I had her come into the board. And by 2005, they were on board
right.
to do mm-hmm. this. And that's when we began really planning that very first one to happen in 2006.
Right. That's what I thought.
And at that time, the plan was probably to do them every year. Mm-hmm. But we realized in a community as small as Bloomington, and though we may think we're big sometimes, really not that big.
No.
The subs a mm-hmm. lot of times are shared. Like Kevin may use the same HVAC person that Don Weiler uses or vice, you know, those kinds of things. And so that was putting a lot of burden on the mm-hmm. subs to be able to, you know, I know one year, I don't know that you, it might have been one of our first years, and Kevin, I don't know if you were involved. We had one sub, like, forget and went on vacation for roofing. And so we had we had five houses, I think, that year.
Yeah.
And we had one sub that roofed four houses for us.
Wow. Right?
Because the one that went on vacation was supposed to do two or something. It was crazy. But he picked it up. And mm-hmm. that's the beauty of this community. And so that's why at that time we kind of went, okay, we can only do this every other year because it's just too burdensome for everybody.
Yeah, and early on I know we were keeping pace with the number of builds that major cities were doing.
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
And with a community our size, we just felt that it was taxing on a lot of the subs and suppliers. So like HFI, they donate everything for our house. So
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a really big donation.
Right.
So to be able to ask for it every single year is a difficult. So
right. Well, it takes a lot to plan this. You take a whole year ahead
right.
to plan
right.
for this. So
yeah, exactly. So we need to wrap up already, but I want to mention again that it is June 6th through the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
People are welcome to stop by and see. The first couple days is really exciting. I would say park somewhere along the B line and walk up mm-hmm. because there's going to be a lot of trucks there, a lot mm-hmm. of subs there, a lot of stuff going on. But you will see houses by the end of day one. There will be a structure in place, believe it or not.
It's pretty impressive to watch.
And then definitely come back June 17th. And see the dedication and be able to walk through the houses that were done within 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think that's at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Is what they said.
So, and that's in the Trailview neighborhood, which is on the north end of the B line. So,
I think it's worth saying that even though builders and subs are donating materials and labor to build mm-hmm. these houses, there still is cost to these homes. And if you feel moved to
absolutely
contribute, perfect. Please go to the Habitat for Humanity webpage or give them a call mm-hmm. and they will make it easy
mm-hmm.
for you
yeah.
to donate. And that would be, we'd be grateful for anything.
Yeah.
Anybody out there wants to add and contribute.
Their website is MonroeCountyHabitat.org. And you can call them at 812-331-4069.
Perfect.
Impressive recall.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. And Nancy, thank you so much for this little gift bag from HFI with three cookies for my three little kids and the notepad. That was much appreciated.
You're welcome.
Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.